Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on an absolutely gorgeous Tuesday morning, May 8th, 2007. We are Stephen
and Brooksine
Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we're sitting here today in front of our computer screen holding hands because today's our 31st anniversary. Well, actually, we always hold hands when we prepare the message. We want to encourage you today. We share a bit of perspective from our own lives. Today's message is entitled, The Assurance for the Long Haul. Two scripture verses, both so meaningful to both of us. 1 Corinthians 15:58 and Galatians 6, verse 9.
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Well, today we celebrate two anniversaries. Both give us an opportunity for reflection upon God's blessing over the long haul of life. I was married to Brooksine 31 years ago on May 8, 1976, and ordained for Christian ministry 28 years ago on May 8, 1979. During our marriage and ministry, we both have often found assurance in the two daily verses. As a young Christian, I memorize them and often quote them aloud as I preach or share with others or even share them with myself again. They're a blessing once again today as I quote them in preparation for today's message. The farther I get along in life, I have a greater perspective in seeing God's hand at work during the inevitable why times. The why times are when we just don't understand the way God is working in our life and we wonder why, or just as often we ask how long. But as we grow in Christ and mature, I am thankful for the perspective of the long haul. It's one of the good things about getting older. I can look back at the times of dismay, discouragement, and a few times even despair. I've been criticized, attacked, and a few times even vilified. I faced forms of temptation common to all men and forms rather unique to the minister of the gospel. But God's word says, my labor in the Lord is not in vain, and at the proper time, I will reap a harvest if I don't give up.
One of the wonderful perspectives that come from the long haul is that in so many ways, we are now reaping the harvest of seeds sown many years ago. A blessed marriage, so many, many long-term friends now living all over the world, young people we dedicated as babies and discipled through childhood and youth, now serving God faithfully. I know there are still aspects of the harvest that are yet future, and quite realistically, more why times will come. But what a joy, as life progresses, to experience the reaping, although we certainly continue to sow as well.
Well, here's our message for you today. The assurance in the two daily verses is for all of Christ's followers, regardless of the type of service you're in. Receive this assurance today. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain, and you will reap a harvest, sometimes immediate, but more often it comes in the unfolding future of God's time plan. So let me encourage you to continue on. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord and continue to do good as you serve the one true God. Whatever your circumstances, however serious your situation, regardless of how long you've waited, keep believing, obeying, and praying. We will reap a harvest. That's the assurance for the long haul.
And let's pray together. Faithful Father, I consider the many portions of Scripture that speak of fruit as an outgrowth of sowing good seed in various kinds of soil settings. When I think of the horrible injustice that was done to Joseph, first by his brothers and then by his master's wife, I'm empowered by his astonished and unembittered response. Instead of becoming disillusioned, he continued to pour himself into work for you, now in a prison among vile prisoners, because his work was for you. His 2 years of obedience in an undesirable prison setting brought about blessings for many years to come. Help us to be faithful over the long haul so that we see your multitude of blessings and answers to prayer unfold in your timing and through your plan. We will never give up until we've won the race. Victory is just ahead.
Amen. Thank you for preparing that prayer, Brooksine, and being alongside me. We did receive a phone ring early in the message, and she had to step out. Well, what a joy to be with you today. We are, again, Stephen and Brooksine, and our ministry's Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. A couple photos we have placed up today. One of a sunset last night, beautiful, in the distant horizon. And another that we took this morning, using a tripod and the self-timer feature of our own, with our own camera, of Brooksine and I, in light of her 31st anniversary, if you care to read about it. We would like to point out we also have a very special update on our ministry. I'm not going to read it here in the podcast today, but it's on the website today, May 8th, 2007. If you go to the webpage today, it's there. Any other day, just go back to that date. And we just give an update to our many friends and those interested in our ministry concerning the whole scope of our current personal ministry and life right now. And we would certainly desire that you would read that material. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful for the long haul.